Okay, so you can't really miss it, right? Electric vehicles are, well, everywhere now.
They really are taking off.
But the big question that keeps popping up is, can our charging setup actually handle this?
Yeah.
It feels a bit like, you know, planning this huge party and then finding out you've only got two plugs.
That's really the heart of what we're digging into today. We've been looking through some great material from Hydrogen Informs.
Hydrogen Informs, right?
Yeah, and it really highlights the, let's say, the growing pains of the current EV charging network. But it also points towards a pretty interesting potential solution.
Okay, so our mission for this deep dive then is to figure out how hydrogen fuel cells might actually change the game for EV charging. We're pulling insights straight from that Hydrogen Informs article.
Exactly.
Because right now, it seems like we're hitting a wall with a few things. The grid getting overloaded, not enough chargers in some places, and just how long it takes to charge.
That's the trifecta. And the Hydrogen Informs piece we looked at suggests, well, what if we could generate the power right at the charging station?
Using hydrogen fuel cells.
Precisely. Instead of just relying on an electrical grid that's already, frankly, pretty stretched thin in places.
Okay, let's back up a sec. Why is finding more charging options so urgent right now? I mean, you do see new stations popping up. What's the big panic?
Well, yes, we are seeing more chargers, but the speed of EV adoption worldwide is just, it's rocketing ahead of infrastructure development.
Mm-hmm.
The Hydrogen Informs article really drives home how fast EVs are becoming popular. It's consumer demand, plus, you know, governments and businesses are pushing hard for cleaner transport.
Got it. So more EVs need more plugs, and if the plugs aren't there,
it could seriously slow down this whole transition, yeah.
Okay.
And the article highlights some key problems with the current system. First, there's the power grid strain.
Right.
Think about it. Lots of EVs plugging in at once, maybe during peak hours after work, that can really overload the local grid.
Leading to what? Slower charging.
Slower charging, definitely. And potentially even brownouts or blackouts in the area.
Ouch. Yeah, that wouldn't be great if you're relying on your car. Not exactly convenient.
Not at all. And it's not just about the grid's capacity. Hydrogen Informs also points out how hard it is to actually build charging stations everywhere we need them.
How so?
Well, putting fast charging points in remote areas or even finding space in packed cities, it's tough and expensive. You need the right connections, the space.
Yeah, I've heard about people in apartments really struggling to find a reliable spot nearby and trying to do a road trip somewhere remote in an EV.
Yeah.
That must take serious planning.
Absolutely. And then there's just the time factor.
The waiting.
Exactly. Even the fast chargers, you're still looking at, what, 20 minutes? Maybe up to an hour?
Which feels like forever compared to filling up a gas tank.
Or even a hydrogen car, as the article points out. That time difference means you can get queues, congestion at busy stations, especially, like, holiday weekends.
Okay. The problems with the current system are pretty clear.
Mm.
Grid strain, access issues, charging time.
Mm.
So how do hydrogen fuel cells come into this? How are they a potential fix?
Right, this is where it gets really interesting. The core idea, based on the Hydrogen Informs material, is that hydrogen fuel cells let you generate electricity right there, on site.
At the charging station itself.
Yes. So you're not solely pulling power from that already stressed grid.
Hmm. On-site electricity.
Hmm.
My first thought usually goes to hydrogen actually powering the cars directly.
And that's fair. It does do that for some vehicles, but it's a common point of confusion. Their ability to generate clean electricity makes them great for stationary uses, too, like powering EV chargers.
How does that work, basically?
So the process is actually quite clean. It's an electrochemical reaction. You mix hydrogen and oxygen inside the fuel cell.
Okay.
And that produces electricity. And the really amazing part, the only thing that comes out is water.
Just water. No nasty emissions.
None. No combustion, nothing harmful. It's a genuinely clean way to make power right where you need it.
That's a huge plus. So what are the main parts of a system like this? If you have a hydrogen fuel cell charger.
Hydrogen Informs lays it out pretty clearly. First, you need hydrogen storage. Usually that's in safe pressurized tanks right there on site.
Okay, storage.
Then you have the heart of it, the fuel cell stack. That's where the chemistry happens, the reaction creating DC direct current electricity.
DC power.
Right. But most EV chargers use AC. Alternating current. So next, you need power conversion equipment to change the DC to AC.
Makes sense.
And finally, because the process generates some heat, you need a cooling system to keep everything running smoothly. Think of the stack as like a set of tiny, super clean power units working together.
So it's basically like having a mini zero emission power plant right at the charging spot.
That's a great way to put it.
That would definitely get around some of those grid problems we talked about.
Exactly. And that leads us right into comparing it with traditional grid charging. Hydrogen Informs points out some really unique advantages.
Like easing the load on the grid.
That's the big one. Producing power locally means less demand on the main grid, which can make charging more reliable, especially when everyone else is using electricity.
Right. No more worrying about peak hours slowing your charge down. What else?
Flexibility is another huge benefit.
Flexibility in where you put them.
Precisely. Because they aren't completely dependent on heavy-duty grid connections, you could potentially put these fuel cell stations in more remote spots, places where the grid might be weak or non-existent.
Ah, so reaching those charging deserts.
Could be, yeah. And also in dense cities where maybe upgrading the grid infrastructure is just too disruptive or costly. Plus, like we said, it's clean operation, fits right in with the whole sustainable transport goal.
And reliable power as long as you have hydrogen.
As long as the hydrogen keeps flowing, yes. Yeah. You've got a dependable source. Think of hydrogen almost like an energy currency.
How do you mean?
Well, you can produce it somewhere else, maybe where you have lots of solar or wind power, and then transport the hydrogen, the energy, to the charging station. It bypasses the grid's delivery limits.
So hydrogen becomes this like portable power pack you can deploy where needed. The article called it a strong energy carrier. Is that what they mean?
That's exactly it. For the person charging their car, it means the charge isn't so dependent on what the local grid is doing right that second. You bring the energy to the station as hydrogen.
What?
And as Hydrogen Informs really stresses, if that hydrogen is made using renewables, solar, wind, you name it.
Green hydrogen.
Right, green hydrogen. Then the whole charging process gets even cleaner from start to finish. It's like plugging your EV into its own little clean energy bubble, even if the main grid isn't quite there yet.
That's a very appealing idea. And I guess it gives the station owners more control, too.
Absolutely. More control over their energy supply. And they can directly contribute to clean energy goals by sourcing green hydrogen.
So Hydrogen Informs sums up some clear benefits then.
Yeah, they list several key advantages. One is scalability. These systems can grow as demand grows.
Add more fuel cells or bigger tanks.
Something like that, yeah. Then there's the reduced pressure on the grid, which we've covered, that improves stability for everyone.
Right.
The consistent power output means they can potentially support faster charging technologies more easily too.
Ah.
They're clean and safe only water emissions. And crucially, they make charging possible in those harder-to-reach spots, those remote locations.
The article mentioned some real-world examples, too. Something about Japan and Europe.
It did, yes. Hydrogen Informs points to actual hydrogen-powered charging stations operating in Japan, especially where grid access was a problem. So it's not just theory.
That's good to hear.
And it also notes investments happening in Europe, specifically mentioning Germany and the Netherlands. They're looking at fuel cell stations as part of meeting clean energy targets and just, well, improving charging access for EV drivers.
So these are actually being built and used.
They are. It shows there's real momentum behind this.
But like any newer tech, there must be challenges, right?
Yeah.
Does the article get into the downsides?
Oh, for sure. It's realistic about the hurdles. Hydrogen Informs addresses a few key ones.
Like what?
Well, one is just getting the hydrogen to these stations, especially if they're remote. Transporting hydrogen can be expensive.
Okay, logistics.
But the article also suggests a solution. What about producing the hydrogen locally? Right near the charging station? Maybe using local solar or wind power?
Ah, on-site production of the fuel itself.
Exactly. That cuts transport costs and makes the hydrogen cleaner, too.
That seems like a smart approach. Mm. What about the cost of the station itself? I imagine setting up a fuel cell system isn't exactly cheap.
You're right. The upfront cost, the initial investment, can definitely be higher than a standard grid-tied charger. That's a challenge.
So how do you overcome that?
Hydrogen Informs suggests looking at the long term. Lower maintenance costs, potentially, and you're less reliant on grid electricity prices, which can fluctuate, right?
Sure.
Plus, there's the potential for government incentives or support for clean energy projects that could help bring down those initial costs.
Okay, so long-term economics and potential support. What else? I know some people have safety concerns about hydrogen.
Yeah, that's definitely something the article touches on, public perception and safety questions.
And the solution there.
It really comes down to education and transparency. Sharing the facts about modern hydrogen safety standards, which are very rigorous, pointing to the successful projects already running, basically building trust by showing it works safely in the real world.
Makes sense. So looking forward then, based on this Hydrogen Informs deep dive, What's the outlook for hydrogen and EV charging?
It seems pretty positive, actually. The article really emphasizes that fuel cell technology is constantly improving. Costs are coming down, performance is getting better, they're lasting longer.
Okay, tech progress.
And the push for green hydrogen, made from renewables, is getting stronger all the time. That makes the whole proposition even cleaner.
Right.
Plus, you see more and more countries and companies investing seriously in hydrogen infrastructure overall. That lays the groundwork for wider use, including for EV charging.
So the long game is EVs with batteries. But those batteries get charged using electricity made right there, cleanly, from hydrogen. It feels like a really resilient system.
That's a great word for it, resilient and sustainable. Hydrogen Informs really wraps up by saying, look, EVs are here to stay, and we absolutely need a solid charging infrastructure.
Can't argue about it.
And it positions hydrogen fuel cells as a really smart way to supplement the grid, maybe even replace it in some cases. It tackles grid limits, could speed up charging, and gets power to those tricky locations.
So with the tech getting better and more support,
they could play a really significant role in making EV charging cleaner and just, well, better and more available for everyone.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive into the Hydrogen Informs material. The EV revolution is rolling, but how we power it needs evolving too. Hydrogen fuel cells look like a really compelling option, maybe not replacing grid charging everywhere, but definitely complementing it, bringing clean power right where it's needed.
Exactly. Clean, on-demand power. And, you know, it makes you think, what are the bigger implications here?
How so?
Well, if you start having more decentralized energy generation, using things like hydrogen, not just for cars, but potentially other things too, what does that mean for our overall energy system, for its resilience? Maybe even our energy independence.
That's definitely food for thought. Decentralized power.
Interesting. Well, if you want to dig deeper into all this and keep up with hydrogen and fuel cells, the place to go is hydrogeninforms.com.
Definitely worth checking out.